Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rich Galen being back on the show. Rich is a longtime Brain Trust member now, coming up on a dozen years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is the publisher, the writer, the executive editor, and the producer of Mullings.com, a thrice weekly, except in August, cyber column of the Republican persuasion he is. And his 2 cents is worth a full 2 bits in actuality. And for all you millennials out there, Google 2 bits and you'll see how much that's worth. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Jim.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Hey, Rich, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on anybody, but I do think it's important for people to put in perspective what's happening right now in the Middle East with regard to American policy and what was happening a year ago. And whether this is a Republican doing this or a Democrat doing it, I just think it's important for American voters to look at what happened last year at this time, what was being said, what was going on, and this year all the same thing, and overlay this from a full year's perspective, how politics is impacting, it seems to me, is impacting our foreign policy maybe more than it should. We've got a situation right now where an unprecedented number of embassies in the Middle East are being abandoned, basically. Tell us about it.
Well, I think from the shutdown of the embassy and the other posts, the consulates and what have you, one of the longest running theories in international affairs is that an embassy or consulate is effectively the home territory of whoever's flag is flying over there.
Right.
So when you walk into a U.S. embassy or a French embassy in Kuwait, you are walking into the United States or France. That's how Assange can hang out in wherever he is, the Ecuadorian embassy, wherever mm-hmm. he is actually in that country. And it is also incumbent on the host, the country in which that embassy or that post is located, to afford total and complete protection
mm-hmm.
for that facility, because they want to be protected wherever they are. They want their diplomats to be protected
right.
in whatever embassy they are. That nobody's talking about that. That system has completely broken down.
It's collapsed.
It has absolutely collapsed. And nobody's even saying to, you know, Saudi Arabia or Morocco or wherever these places are being closed, hey, you got to put troops in there to protect our people.
One of the places is Saudi Arabia, allegedly one of our allies in the Middle East. Even though all 19 of the 9/11 bombers came from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so basically, an unprecedented number en masse of agencies and consulates have been abandoned. Basically, we've retreated from those things. What happened to Al-Qaeda's on the run?
You know, that is exactly right. These drone strikes, and there was Rand Paul made a big deal about, senator from Kentucky,
right.
made a big deal about whether or not the president had the authority to individually order a drone, a deadly drone strike on an American citizen in the United States, and it took like 3 days for Holder, this attorney general, to come up with some harebrained, answer that
right.
under certain circumstances. But I mean, what happened is that the president has been fighting this war against Al Qaeda using drones, and everybody, and you know, we all hoped he was right. He was saying it would cut the head off Al Qaeda. These, they're on the run. They're nothing like what they were. Yes, when we're talking specifically about the Arabian Peninsula here. And lo and behold, they have us on the run.
I don't think either one of us are passing judgment on whether we should be taking this action or not. But Rich, take off your political hat and look at it as a Middle East expert, which I consider you to be. Is the Obama a Middle East foreign policy collapsing?
Oh yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about that.
Any reasonable observer appraise it that way?
Well, I'm not sure I'm reasonable, but I would certainly say that
Hold on to that thought, Rich. I got to take a quick break, folks. This is serious. If you're a Westerner, what's going on in the Middle East right now is ugly and dangerous, and I'm very concerned about it. Twin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.